Chapter 25. Dr. Steiner worked on quietly for the remainder of Monday morning. He favoured the use of a tape recorder, for this cut out human contact, which Manfred found vaguely repellent. He disliked having to speak his thoughts to a female who sat opposite him with skirts up around her thighs, squirming her bottom and touching her hair. However, what he really could not abide was the odour. Manfred was very sensitive to smells. Even his own body smell of perspiration disgusted him. Women, he found, had a peculiar cloying odour that he could detect beneath their perfume and cosmetics. It nauseated him. This was why he had insisted on separate bedrooms for Teresa and himself. Naturally, he had not told her the reason, but had insisted instead that he was such a light sleeper that he could not share a room with another person. His office was in white and ice blue, the air clean and cold from the air conditioning unit. His voice was crisp and impersonal, the whir of the recorder subdued, and with the conscious portion of his mind, Manfred was happily absorbed in his conjuring tricks with figures and money, past performance and future estimates, a three-dimensional structure of variables and contingencies which only a supernormal brain could visualize. But beneath it was a sense of disquiet. He was waiting, hanging in time. And the outward sign of his agitation was the way the fingers of his right hand ran up and down his thigh as he worked. A caressing, narcissistic gesture. A few moments before noon, the unlisted direct telephone on his desk rang, and the movement of his hand stilled. Only one caller could reach him here. Only one caller had that number. For a few seconds he sat unmoving, delaying the moment, and then deliberately he switched off the recorder and lifted the telephone. "Dr. Manfred Steiner," he identified himself. "You have got our man in?" the voice inquired. "Not yet, Andrew." There was silence from the other end, a dangerous, crackling silence. "But there is no cause for alarm," went on Steiner. "It is nothing. A delay merely, not a setback." "How long?"
2 days. At the latest, by the end of the week."
"You will be in Paris next week?"
"Yes."
Manfred was an advisor to the government team which was to meet the French for gold price talks.
"He will meet you there. It would be best for you that your side of the bargain were completed by then. You understand?"
"I understand, Andrew." The discussion was ended, but Manfred interjected to prevent the caller from hanging up.
"Andrew?"
"Yes."
"Will you ask him if..."
Manfred's tone had changed almost imperceptibly. There was an obsequious edge in it.
"Ask him if I may play tonight, please, Andrew."
"Wait." The minutes drifted by, and then the voice came back on the line.
"Yes, you may play. Simon will inform you of your limits."
"Thank you. Tell him, thank you." Manfred made no effort to conceal his relief as he cradled the receiver. He sat beaming at the ice-blue paper on the far wall of his office. Even his spectacles seemed to sparkle.